Neil Atkinson with Rory Smith. I'm going to have to talk about referees, and I don't want to, and I want to talk about how we stop talking about referees. That's actually the thing I want to do here, Rory. Like, what would be the series of actions that would help us no longer have to talk about the refereeing? Have you got any suggestions? Because I'm sort of left in this realm of, there's the notion that people want to make it better, and yet there is no evidence of the making of it better. And then there's the behaviour of individuals. Arteta's been the obvious one this week. There's Postecoglou, who gets a yellow card and then says it's absolutely fine and moves from there. There's the idea that games end up with nine, as now appears to be a thing. There's more and more players. I think one of the reasons why I want it to be better, to be clear, is, so McAllister's now got five yellow cards. He's not the first player this season to have five yellow cards across the board. I think there's a bit of a shock about to hit people in mid-December with the number of players who are going to start missing for five yellow cards. And this is in part because of the refereeing and also how easy it is now to get a yellow card, and that threshold's not changed in terms of the suspension. My point about all of this is, we want the best possible football, and I want to see the footballers play. The footballers are what we sign up to. It's not the refereeing. And yet, we're talking about the refereeing. How do we stop?
I wish I had an answer to that question. I think I've probably said before that the ultimate solution to this lies with managers, fans, and to be honest, the media. I think that I've been struck in the last, particularly since Arteta, how much of this is kind of covered without the media admitting that they're there, that there is a kind of, and I know this sounds either treacherous or pretentious or self-important or whatever, so I apologise, but like a lot of the time, Mikel Arteta didn't walk into a room and start thundering. Do you know what I mean? He was asked a question, and what he said is kind of downstream of Liverpool's statement and the Klopp thing after the Diaz goal. There is an argument to be made, and I think it's not completely invalid, that Liverpool have now kind of set a precedent, and that precedent has been distorted by the fact that in both of the kind of controversial games since, nobody got anything wrong. You can make, I think the Gordon goal should have been ruled out. I think that's obviously a push by Joe Ellington, but it's a subjective decision. It's not a kind of black or white, right or wrong. It is probably a foul.